Good morning, everybody. It's October 2nd. October 2nd, 2025. It is Thursday. I'm Malcolm. I've got my cup of coffee, and today is National Name Your Car Day. So, if you like to name things, I wouldn't say it's an inanimate object, but just some material object that you want to name, that's kind of like your thing. Today's your day. Name your car. I named my car, Let's Go. That's what I name it. Hey, Random! How was your 8-hour commute, or journey, or trip? And Terry's back. Nothing like a good fresh cup of coffee in the morning to get your day started. So, yeah. My sister names her car. Or did. I don't know why. I think it's kind of silly. But I named my dog. But I don't think I'm going to name my car. So, yeah. I don't know. It's just something I'm not going to probably do. But some people do it, evidently. Or it wouldn't be a national day. Right? Any of you guys name your cars? Terry had a new truck until somebody messed it up. Yeah. I'm sure he had a name for that person. Got 1 hour sleep of driving. Still haven't gone to bed. He's exhausted. Dang, man. Random, a.k.a. Aaron, needs to get some rest, my friend. 8 hours of driving. I don't know how you do it. Terry does it all the time for a living, so I don't even know how he does it. Traffic is horrible today, but the weather is nice in northern Indiana. So you got that to look forward to. Traffic's horrible, so, you know, here we take things as a blanket report. So traffic everywhere is going to be horrible today just because our trucker Terry said so. Just saying. I don't know what today's going to be. Probably like a 6 or a 7 according to Random because he had to drive all day long. But, you know, what are you going to do? 8 hours driving, full day of work, watching basketball today. It was a good day. So even though he had a lot of stuff going on, he still thought it was a good day. I want some of Random's positive attitude. Coffee! What else we got going on today? Gatorade, first tested in college football game back in 1965. It's called Gatorade because it was developed by the College of the Florida Gators. All right? So you have Gatorade because it helped the Florida Gators. But now it helps everybody, and they're tossing it on their coach when they win a game. And people drink it just because. It's just fancy Kool-Aid, basically, if you think about it. It's got some other stuff, electrolytes. But, developed by... I don't know who it was developed by. But it was at the Florida Gators back in 65. I didn't know it went back that far. Now, I didn't read to see when it went, like, on public shelves, everybody to just buy. I didn't look that up. We can ask, find out when Gatorade hit store shelves. What year? If I could type. Yeah, we got the 65 thing. Let's look up. Oh, we got Wikipedia. And 65. Become purchased Quaker Oats in 83. It doesn't say when it was it was developed in 65, but it doesn't say what year it hit the shelves. Early 80s, I'd imagine, I guess, since Quaker Oats bought it. And then Pepsi bought it in 2001. So, you can read more about it, I guess, if you wanted to. I'm trying to skim over the article here to find out when it was, like, on store shelves. But it doesn't tell me. Oh, well. I should do more research. But, you know, when I put this stuff together every morning for you guys, I do it like 10 minutes before I start. I just grab some basic headlines, throw them out there, and we just yap about them. So if you guys have any input on that. I like Orange Gatorade. I actually like Powerade, which is owned by Coca-Cola Company. It's not as sweet as Gatorade, but tastes really good, and I like the orange flavor. I remember going to a gas station years ago, and back when they were putting all these wacky flavors of Powerade and Gatorade, like Ice Burst and Arctic this and Blue that, and all this wacky, weird stuff, like they were trying to be edgy or something, you know, with their flavors of their Kool-Aid, you know, basically. And I just happened to be at the gas station, and I wanted an orange Powerade, because I was working outside that day, and I went in there, and they had all these, they had everything but orange. They didn't have, I would think today it's more common, but I would think orange would be like a basic flavor you'd have of this sports drink that is so popular. You got the fruit punch, that's the red one. You got orange, which is just orange. It's not orange juice, but it's just orange, whatever. And then you got lemon lime. You know, those are like your standard three now. But then it was like, man, I was huffing and puffing. I walked away. I went and got something else. But right there at that time was this representative with his distribution guy looking at the shelves and taking notes and stuff of what they were going to put. And he's like, hey, wait, come here for a second. And he's like, what's the matter? And I said, I just want orange. I don't care about this ice blow whatever crap and this blue, this and that and the other. Just give me basic orange. You know, is that too much to ask? And he said, stay right here. I'll be right back. And he ran out to his truck and he brought me one orange Powerade. He wasn't going to give me a six pack or something like that. Because here you go. I'm sorry it's not cold. I was like, that's fine. I don't care. And I said, thanks. And I said, you know, all these other flavors are just stupid in my opinion. Keep it simple, you know. And I walked away. I doubt that I had any national influence in that situation as far as sports drinks are concerned. But it does seem today that they have less of those wacky flavors than they did before. I'm not trying to take credit like I just happened to run into some district guy and is like, well, this guy in his 20s only wanted orange. I mean, I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm a simple guy. Keep it simple, you know? It's like when Coke and Pepsi came out with, like, clear Pepsi. And it tasted the same, I think. I can't quite remember. I think it tastes a little different. And then when they made New Coke, and they had to go back to Coca-Cola Classic. And also, just leave, if it's good, leave it alone. Leave well enough alone. Quit messing with the flavors.
Hold on a second. We're Coca-Cola Company, the largest beverage company in the world. Let's change that.
It's like, I think it was a marketing campaign, actually. You know, was it the mid-80s or something like that? I made Powerade great again. Yes. But I did. I just remember them having all those stupid flavors. And like Mountain Dew does that too. They'll have all these different Mountain Dews. The blue, the red, the code red, code blue, and some other stuff. And I'm not a huge Mountain Dew fan, but I always thought that was kind of stupid. You know, you got a beverage. People like it. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Stop messing with it! Is that too much to ask? Alright, Random. Have yourself a good day, sir. You gotta drive again? Good grief, what are you doing? Driving all the way to the United States? Blackberry Dr. Pepper. Right. What are you doing, people? Leave it alone. Now, I know they had Diet Dr. Pepper.
Which tastes like regular Dr. Pepper,
according to the ads. It kind of does. But you got all those artificial crap, and every beverage is full of artificial garbage to begin with. Not just artificial sweeteners, but stuff you can't pronounce. But I like Dr. Pepper, but they had the blackberry kind, and when they had Cherry Coke, I mean, we can go on and on. All these different beverages they try to tweak and improve and be late, you know, groundbreaking flavors. Check it out now. You know, explosions and stuff. We got to get your attention. Look. This drink is so awesome. Things are having to explode to make it happen. I remember, like, what, NASCAR? Whenever whoever won the NASCAR race, he'd be holding a Coke or a Pepsi, you know, and be like, I like this. Yep, got to drink it, you know. And then you got all the flavors of coffee. Keep that simple, too. I drink my coffee black. I don't want any hazelnut, French roast, daddy. Well, French roast is not really a flavor. It's a type of roasting. But Yeah, people with the French vanilla and the hazelnut and the macchiato hakadada and us hoodoo hoodoo wadababa. I don't know. Say 6-7. Well, there you go. I said 6-7. You get different types of brews of coffee. It's all right. They only said one thing. We don't have to block them just yet. We'll give them a couple of tries. But anyway. Then we got Mr. Patrick. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today. We were yapping about different beverages and how Gatorade was started in 1965 and they couldn't leave well enough alone. I mean, it's still very popular, granted. They get the big coolers at sports games that say Gatorade. None of them say Powerade on them. But anyway, yeah, we were talking about sports drinks and sodas and everything else. You know how we go down a rabbit hole and just spirals out of control? That's basically what we're doing this morning. On the other hand, here's another story. A Melbourne sewage farm has become a haven for over 300 species of birds in the UK. So all the millions of gallons of sewage gets treated at this place, and they had these, I'm simplifying it. I was reading it before we got on. Where they treat the water, but some of the water they only treat so much. And they let it kind of slide off into these different areas for different ways of treating it. But at least some kind of, a little bit of bacteria and some, and it ends up developing some algae or something. Well, the birds love it. Microbes get in there, bugs get in there. This algae starts to grow a little bit. And it's part of the ecosystem. And like 300 different species of birds absolutely love it. Patrick, what in the world? 20 gift memberships? Oh, we gotta do the cheering again. Woo! Thank you, Patrick! Oh, we got more memberships. Awesome. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. I really do. Supporting the channel. You guys are awesome. Thank you. I can't say thank you enough. What was I talking about? Birds eating bacterium bugs? Evidently. I like watching birds. I've got a bird feeder in the backyard. And I have a good dozen or so different species that come to my feeder and do their little bird stuff. But bird watchers in the UK go flock to the sewage place at a distance, I would imagine, with binoculars, and check out all kinds of birds that are there. 300 species? That's a lot of damn birds. Don't be like 80% of poop go in the river. Like, I don't know the whole story. I mean, you can look it up. A lot of this stuff I get, this story I got from the website called the Good News Network. So if I spark your interest in a story that I'm rambling about and you want to read more about it, the good news story at the end, the Melbourne sewage farm, 300 species of birds, on the Good News Network. And they focus on good stuff. Yesterday we talked about how they can pinpoint chemotherapy treatment without having to circulate it through your whole entire body. Cool stuff. So there you go. I go to National Day, This Day in History, and Good News Network. That's what we cover. Patrick, what are you doing, man? Holy mackerel! Another 20! What in the world? Thank you, man. Oh, gosh, it's almost time for me to call it a day, too. I'll do 15 minutes, Patrick, if you haven't been here in a while. Oh, jeez. We got to do the applause again. That's my 15 minutes of fame. I do have to go. Thank you, Patrick, for supporting the channel. You guys are awesome. Today is going to be a 9 out of 10, if not a 10 out of 10 day, guys. Look at all the good stuff that's going on. But, yeah, have a great day. I have to go. Thank you, Patrick. Sorry to leave right now, but I have to go to work. You guys have a great day. Thanks for watching. Like and subscribe. Compliment a stranger. You might make somebody smile. Hey, Eric, do the burpees, my man. I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys. Da-da-da-da.